Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Deanna Martin, and I am here for Heather Tapia on Blog Talk Radio. I hope everybody is doing wonderful today. Stand by for just a couple minutes while we get through a couple of technical difficulties. We're looking forward to the show today and talking about social media as well as video marketing. Okay, as far as we're going to have Heather come in just a few minutes, let me give you a little background about myself. I have a background in social media. I have a business called Net Social Mojo. And what I do is I help business owners with their social media needs online to help grow their following and engage with their customers. And so that, if that's something that you're interested in, that you've definitely come to the right show today. Social media is everywhere. You've had to have lived under a rock to not really see that social media is going to be really important for you to grow your business online. Social media is kind of a throwback, actually. I like to think of it as a throwback to little... when there used to be small town people, that over the fence kind of person that just tells you what they like and what their needs are, and they say, okay, I just bought this from someone down the street and they did a great job, and so you should go check them out too. Social media has made our global, really everywhere around the globe, they have made it so we're really the over-the-fence kind of people. It's like we're next door to someone who is across the globe, and they can tell us what they like and don't like about a company. So if you are not using social media yet, you really want to get involved in that for that reason. Hold on just a second here. Still dealing with the technical difficulties. Just work with us here, and we'll get it all figured out.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me? That was adorably fun. Okay, so let's get my guests back on the show. They can, so you guys can call in too. I had technical difficulties, and now we're going to have some great conversation with people. The fun part is when you're learning how to deal with an online radio show, sometimes you have technical difficulties. So we are going to get everybody back on the line, and it will be a good show. So today we were going to talk about social media, and Deanna did an amazing job of talking about it. She prefaced the whole situation perfectly about how she has to deal with stuff, and we're getting one of our guests back in, so this will be cool. Hello, who's calling? Hello? Valerie?
This is unprofessional.
Hello, I can hear you. Hello? Okay, well, apparently this is going to be the day of the technical difficulties. We're going to recover from this. We've got plenty of time. So today's show is going to be talking about how to market your business to in different industries. And I have a friend that is very passionate about restaurants. And so her and I were sitting down the other day, and we came up with a game plan that would help her market her business perfectly. And, you know, that's kind of the part of it is to, you know, figure out what it's going to take for you to get your business to the next level. Is our caller still on the line? Use your cell phone because that Skype is not working. So we're still trying to work out the technical difficulties, and we're on air, so it's kind of fun. I can't hear them. You probably can't hear them, but we're having a good time anyway. So the fun part about this entire process is the learning piece of it. So if you're a business owner, I'm sure you had to go through a lot of different things to get through to what you were trying to break through to. Hello? Yeah, we still can't hear you, caller. Use your cell phone. So what I'd like to say today is it's a great day to be you. Part of what it's about to be a business owner is understanding where you are coming from, what direction you want to be with, and how you are going to get there. So what we'd like to try to do is answer your questions, provide inspiration, talk about tips and strategies based on the industry that you're in that we can find opportunities for to be a part of it. So, since I'm the only one that's back on air, my cell phone died this morning. It was doing some crazy, wacky shit. I mean stuff, but I'll tell you why. So, today I had a great breakthrough in my evolution. A lot of business owners don't realize how much fear they have and their limiting beliefs and the emotional trauma experiences that we go through as people, how they can jump up and block us, right? So, all we have to do is push through that stuff and make sure that you have a handle on what's happening, meaning you have to tap in to where you're at in the present moment. And when you do that, it all becomes easy. Easier to understand, but not easier to be there. You know what I mean? So when we go through this crap that we go through, it all makes sense. So today I had an awesome breakthrough that I'm just going to talk about since I'm the one on the channel with my show, you know, epic. I've had a lot of issues personally as a business owner dealing with parental stuff. We're all kids. We're all human. We've got things in our background that kind of get in our way. And for me, it's been an uphill battle for the last couple of years. And it stems from the fact that I wasn't able to deal with my parental stuff. So Let's see if we have callers online. I don't think we do, no. They're, people are not listening and paying attention, so screw it. So it's about me right now. So I just want to say, for me, I'm going to shout it out. I'm going to delete the show when it's done. Today I was able to break through a situation that I had not been able to process. As humans, we have a lot of human shit we got to deal with. And for me, it was my mom and dad stuff. And, you know, they gave me a lot of good opportunities. But as humans, sometimes we just have to deal with the crap. And, you know, the thing is, it hurts sometimes when your parents, your family, they don't recognize you. And I think I've been dealing with that for a very long time. And as a little kid, I used to hide. I would run from my family. I don't know where it came from, but if I had a book, I was hiding upstairs. I would hide in a freaking closet if that's the way I could get away from them. And I don't know if they're listening. I don't even talk to them anymore. They're all over Columbus, Ohio. And, you know, I keep trying to prove to them that I'm perfect, that I'm okay, because that's what I was taught. And I'm going to tell you guys that you don't have to be perfect, because you're already perfect. And nobody told you that whatever you're doing, however you're being, however you're acting, is exactly where you're meant to be. That's not the message I got growing up. The message I got for my first 10 years was, do what I say, don't talk, and just look good. And so I tried really, really hard to do that. And as an only child with nobody else to take the blame, there was no blame to be taken. I did nothing wrong. And I tried really hard to assimilate to that perfect scenario. And they, my parents, did fabulous. They were amazing people. They worked so hard. They were trying to create the reality they wanted to create for themselves. They forgot about themselves in that process. So if you're a parent, if you're a business owner, it's kind of the same thing. You know, the business is your baby. And don't forget who you are while you're moving through your business, while you're moving through the process of who you are developing, that business you're developing, the conversations, the marketing, the image, the employees. I mean, you know, don't forget about who you are, because you set the tone of the entire conversation. You set the tone, the personality of your business. Business is always personal. So if you don't know that it's about you, then you've forgotten who you are. So I'd like to take a little moment to remind you that as a business owner, it is about you. If you have 100 people, 1,000 people, or if it's just you, the business is going to resonate with you and only about you. If you're not willing to look at yourself and take a moment to relax and be in the moment of self, be about who you are and how you are, then your purpose has been forgotten, because you forgot who you were, who you're meant to be. And sometimes we're on this journey of doing as opposed to being, and that's totally normal. So just keep, you know, learning and going and thriving through it. And occasionally, you'll run into people who just want to be around you. They want to be around you because you have something within yourself that they're learning to understand, and that's okay. So now that I finally read updated my things, we're going to bring some people into the show now. So, hello, caller. Can you hear me now? My computer's running way slow. It's overheating. So, hello, caller. Can you hear us?
Heather, if you're talking to me, this is Deanna. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air now. So let's even get Valerie on the show. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Computer's really
slow. Can you hear me?
Valerie, yes.
You can hear me.
All right, so we've got all of our... Yes, we can hear you now. Hello, Verizon Wireless. It was not an endorsement of the show, and nor would I endorse anymore after all the drama they've caused people.
We laughed through it. It's okay.
Verizon? No, actually, I was having a good moment. I was processing some stuff. So we're back on the air. We have some viewers, I'm pretty sure. We're going to have some interesting feedback on this show. This is why we do it. We practice. If you don't practice what you try to do, then how are you ever going to get it right, correct?
Exactly.
So let me take a second. Deanna launched the show magnificently. My cell phone crashed. I don't know what's going on with that. And then Valerie tried to hop in, and my computer went. So we're all having a great time today. We've got 40 minutes to play with, and tell you what, folks, 40 minutes is a good time to have a conversation. So in the moment, I'd like Valerie Douglas to talk a little bit about who she is, why she's here on the show to be an expert on business strategy for all types of businesses, and we'll go from there. Valerie, you're doing the dishes?
Am I up?
Are you there? You're up. Oh, my goodness gracious.
I'm sorry, what?
I went deeper. Back to you,
that?
Bob. Introduce yourself, please.
Is it my turn?
We're going to pause on Valerie because she's not listening. Okay, FYI, I'm about to pee myself in laughter. I've been having the most amazing day. And if you look at my Facebook page, you will look at me putting blueberry wings on my dog. Best moment ever. Wasn't it funny?
That
and
was
I did
hilarious,
that in response. You know what? You should have seen him running around. He's like, no, no. I threw him on top of him. I'm like, don't move. And that was his face. So it's because a friend of mine on Facebook put wings on her cat, and the cat was like, I don't think so. My dog's like, what? I gotta display her? You know, the difference between a cat and a dog is amazing. So, Valerie Douglas, we are introducing you now. Are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi.
It's your turn. You're on. Talk about you.
Okay. All right. I'm what they call, what is currently called an independent author. I was a traditionally published author for many years, but I've decided that independent publishing is probably better suited to me. I've been publishing now for about 10 years, but only independently publishing about two. What's actually meant by indie publishing is that rather than going through the standard publishers that most of you are familiar with, I go directly to Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble, or a company called Smashwords in order to be able to publish my books. That means that when it comes down to the idea of being able to promote or market my books, I don't have a marketing machine behind me. The only marketer I have is me. Right? So when we start talking about how to promote and market,
I know, I'm distracted with Facebook. Are you on a speakerphone right now?
Okay.
Take your phone off speaker.
Don't have that option. No, I'm not on a speakerphone. I'm actually on my computer.
Oh, you're Skyping. Okay, this new. Okay, keep going. Sorry.
I was like, wait a minute. I'm getting messages on my computer at the same time as I'm talking. That's distracting. I was like, oh, no. Anyway. But it's a unique situation in that prior to about 2 or 3 years ago, there was no such thing as marketing for books. Now, with the advent of independent publishing, there's now a huge demand for and a lot of confusion about how to market something as unique as books, especially because of the fact that in many cases you have a specific target audience. Since I'm like a lot of independent authors, write across a broad variety of genres, that means that I actually have several marketing target groups that I have to find a way to connect with, and that can get really interesting these days. How am I doing so far?
Absolutely perfect. So what we're trying to highlight today is the fact that there are different marketing strategies dependent upon the business type that you are. And I brought Valerie in because most people don't consider being an author or a writer a type of business. And since I am now an author, I've connected with her. She's amazing as a mentor and a coach. I wanted to bring her on to add a different dynamic. Now, Deanna's here because she's a social media guru. So there's a lot of impact today on the way that the web can affect. Are you serious? A web can affect. My phone's beeping, so sorry. The web can affect the way that you promote yourself. So I'd like Deanna to talk a little bit about social media, or herself, social media in general, and then we're going to just randomly pick an industry. If there's no callers, there's nobody in the chat room, then we're going to do that. Go ahead.
Hello. Okay. Can you guys hear me okay?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay. First of all, Heather, I love what you opened with. I love how you talked about yourself and what you're going through right now. I think that it really falls into line. A couple things. It's almost a yay for technical difficulties because it's really real life, you know? And what you're talking about is real life for you as a business owner. And things are going to happen technically. You have to just wing it. You have to smile and get through it. I always like to say anything can be an adventure or an ordeal. It's just your mindset. So
that
could have been an ordeal.
That's a nice statement.
I love that. I tell myself that all the time. Whenever I start to think, oh, this is such an ordeal, I go, no, this is just an adventure. It's just the way you look at it. So I think it's kind of cool that we had some technical difficulties and had to work through them, and that led to you talking about some things going on for you personally, and the fact that, you know, as a business owner, that's how it is. You have to roll with those things. So first of all,
you got to roll the punches.
Yeah, you really do.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I think that as business owners, you know, people want to connect with people. They don't know that. We all know that as marketing professionals, right? They're going to connect with people, not necessarily with a business. So them knowing that you're not perfect, that you're human, that you make mistakes, that you have emotions, is not necessarily a bad thing because it helps them to connect to you as a person. So I think that that's really important. And one thing that I want to bring in, because, you know, social media is my thing, is my gig that I love, right, is that it brings me to social media and business and how people use it personally for their business, okay? So bear with me while I talk about a couple different things that interrupts me, stop me, whatever, right?
Go for it. It's your turn.
Okay. All right. The first thing is that, and we talked about this, Heather, about being the voice behind your business. A lot of business owners, because they are overwhelmed with social media, they know they need to be on social media outlets like Facebook and Twitter.
Let's define social media real quick because that's the purpose of the show. As a individual or a person that would see, the whole point of entrepreneurial excellence is I want to inspire people to monetize their passion. What I mean by that is if you have a gift, a love, a respect for something, if you want to be the best dog walker in the world, if you want to make an ice cream truck, if you want to be a chef, if you want to talk to people about divorce, if you want to, you know, talk to restaurants, I want you to monetize that passion. And that's the step between somebody and an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur is just a person who has a desire to be something greater, in my opinion. Doesn't mean you've started it. It doesn't mean it's existing. It just means you have the desire to be that. And so from that point of reference, let's go back to marketing. There's a lot of ways to take marketing. We start from print, we start from web, we start from radio, we start from TV, we do all these things. And so what Deanna's going to bring back to you is how to do a certain part of web marketing because there's so many aspects of it. What Valerie touched on is as an author, there's a stream of consciousness. There's a plan of action that will get you to that top, which we're going to get to after this. So I wanted to go back and explain that social media is this ambiguous concept that people throw out there. SEO, search engine optimization, is an ambiguous concept, meaning it's confuddled. It's like nobody really wants to define it. Why? Because they can't, because it's fluid. It's ever evolving. And as a person that totally resonates with web, again, I never know, I don't know why. I said that like five times last night. I'm like, my degree is psychology, biology, and dance. I said, I will never do computers, and I will never do business. Bam. I lied. I was 18. Who knows? So you go through this process of following your dream, which we're talking about, and you're about to hit on, and you're helping the business owner understand that without incorporating a little piece of the web, this internet, this thing that is fluid and ever-changing, with a peace of mind, you don't have to understand it, because your job is to be you. Your job is to be that passion. You got into business to be that passion. So you need to support people around you. Part of that support is this concept of social media, these platforms that people like to hop onto and talk about stuff. That's it. That's part of it. Content, blogs, website, articles, press releases, that's part of it too. So it's a minuscule part of your entire picture. But it's so vital to your existence. Thrive, grow, and connect with your audience. That's all we want you to do today, is understand how to connect with your audience. So you can turn that audience into an opportunity for you to make money on your passion. Segway, your turn.
Very well said, Heather. When I think about social media, there's so many different aspects to it. You know, obviously you have Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, those sort of outlets, Google+. But then there's also your blog can come into play. Article writing can come in at some point because those are going to hook to your Facebook, your Twitter, that sort of thing. But I think for a lot of business owners, there has to be a starting point so it doesn't seem overwhelming. And so I think the starting point, if they really want to jump into social media, would be Facebook and Twitter. Do you agree with that? How do you feel about that?
I'm not a Twitter girl at all.
I definitely
don't get it. I don't ride with it. I'm a video. I teach businesses to use video to optimize their message. Valerie, you're an author. You have a total different perception on how to get that message out. You are a writer. You have a message to share. What is your opinion on how to get the message out?
Oh, there's no two ways about it. If you don't have a presence on Facebook, on a site called Goodreads, which is basically just for authors, if you don't have a presence on Twitter, you're going to find yourself really struggling to find your audience. All those social media sites are essential. Google+ hasn't quite taken off for us in the way that, say, for example, Facebook did. Facebook actually has its own author site called iAuthor, which allows you to post information about your books. But realistically, if you're not Twittering, and one of the biggest problems I actually have with some of my I'm an admin over a group of 700 authors, and one of the biggest problems I have with them is to not abuse the ability to use Twitter and Facebook and Google, because you can overdo it, all right? But, without having any presence at all, you're pretty much dead in the water.
Right. See, I'm just going to say I'm not a Twitter fan because I don't have time. I use video to share my message. And all of the other stuff is a hub platform, like a foundation of sharing. I love that you said iAuthor. I've never heard of that. And that's why I brought Valerie on the show, because she's going to share a perspective and a absolute expert opinion and knowledge that anybody that's choosing to be a writer and take it to the next level, or a public speaker or a business owner that has a message they want to share, about putting it out there in an easy, peasy way. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I love that you just said that you don't have time for Twitter and that you are into video marketing, because there's a couple things I want to point out about that is that I hear that all the time about Twitter, because Twitter, it seems like, what the heck? What are people doing on Twitter? You only have 140 characters on Twitter that you can even deal with, right? and you don't have time to do that. Well, that's where your social media manager would come in, or if, you know, if somebody wanted to take the time to do that themselves, they could too, obviously. But what would happen is you can schedule. You can schedule your tweets, and you can't, I think Valerie said, you know, you have to be really careful. You have to judge when your audience is online, how much your audience wants to hear from you, because you don't want to just be pushing your business down their throat. So there is
right.
a certain way to use Twitter, which is automated. Also, the videos, it's a great way to get videos out there and get it back to your video blog, your video site. So there's a certain way that you can use Twitter to do that that will not be time-consuming. I can tell you that with Twitter, that's the least time-consuming, you know, platform that I use. But and that Twitter, I don't really engage as much there. Because when you have a lot of followers, I think I have about between 7,000 and 8,000 followers on Twitter, those go through your newsfeed so quickly, there's no way you can really take the time to engage. So instead, you can use something like Twitter with the right tools to find the demographics. Let's say you're an author and this certain topic of your book, you want to find the right people to target, right? So
mm-hmm.
you use the automated tools to do that. You
right.
automate tweets, maybe lines from your book, maybe things that go around, you know, the subject of your book that those people can connect with, and you gear them to your Facebook so that way the interaction, the engagement, and they can really get to know more about you and your business on Facebook. So Twitter is not as much about engagement as it is just finding that target audience and pulling them towards your video blog, your WordPress blog, if that's what you have, or your Facebook page.
So let's pick some different industries, because the goal of today was to talk about different business types. We talked about authors. I'd like Valerie to share any more thoughts about how to market the writer, the author, because it is a whole different gamut, is it not?
Yeah, it's a little bit difficult for most people to visualize, because in the past, of course, most people are used to the idea of having big six publishers, but even they, to some extent, are relying a lot on authors to do a lot of the marketing. And most authors haven't got a clue. I mean, it was a huge debate on one of my pages today, is how to optimize what people are doing. And a lot of cases, there's one author I actually had to ban from, I deleted his link because I couldn't stand the amount of, you know, publicity he was doing. He was constantly marketing. There's always blurbs about, and he only has one book. I mean, so it's the same one over and over and over again. And that gets to be tedious for the people who are being bombarded with these images. On the other hand, how do you take advantage of the social media so that you can? I mean, there are different ways that you can automate, for example, Twitter stuff, so you can schedule stuff so that rather than hitting people constantly, you can have it automatically post out certain messages on certain days. The suggestion
sure,
you
can
earlier
schedule
about,
stuff, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's one of the great things. And this, and what was it you said something about being able to tie something to your book in order to be able to optimize it. You wrote a book called with Nike's Wings, and or no, I'm sorry, it was Servant of the Gods, which has to do with ancient Egypt and with all the stuff with the Arab Spring and everything. I tied that information into the books into both Servant of the Gods and Heart of the Gods, and used that as a way to get the book a little bit more promotion, and it did very well. You know, I mean, I actually saw the thing bump. But you have to be careful how you do that. I'm going to do a similar one for Nike's Wings with some of the stuff that they just found out about horse racing and the Mexican cartels.
Okay, so here we are. I am on the SBC, Google, sorry, the SBA, my bad. I am copying, I've Googled different business types, and then I'm going to pop it into our fan page, and there's an issue, an area, I'm sorry, that I am very connected to. The first one is a nonprofit. So, Valerie, I chose you to be on this panel because you have a different point of view. Deanna, I chose you to be on this panel because you deal with different people from the web marketing standpoint. And I know what I deal with. So let's just talk about the fact that there are certain groups or organizations that need a little different perspective. So I'm going to keep it very objective, very mainstream, very quick in that scenario. So the first one is a nonprofit. So, Valerie, regardless of your background, if you were going to promote a nonprofit organization, what would be your steps?
First one I would probably do for a nonprofit, for example, would be to open up a Facebook page. You can actually have a group page or even just a what we call a fan page, but in this case it would be just an informational page about the nonprofit. I'd also make sure that you have a good web page because you need someplace for them to get more information. And you can link the two together so that if you do post, you know, for a blog or, you know, something like that, you can actually have that carry over to your Facebook page so that it goes out to all your Facebook fans. Then I would start, you know, at the same time, I find if you're going to do a blog, you can use hashtags and you can use the various categories to be able to fine-tune it down to your specific group of interested people, for example. I mean,
perfect. So, Deanna, define a hashtag. Define a hashtag for us.
How interesting, because right now I'm using a hashtag for our radio show. It's hashtag blog talk Heather. So,
wow, that's odd. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
That's odd? Is that
what
you said? Okay.
I did. I got excited. When you say my name, it's just, you know, I forget that I do this stuff.
Blog Talk Heather, it's your show. So it's your blog talk show.
It's our show right now.
Right. Okay. So what I've done is when I invited people on Twitter to join us on this show right now, and I use the hashtag, then anytime, like they could click on the hashtag on Twitter or on Hootsuite, which is what I'm on right now, and it would bring up all of the things that have that hashtag. So I have, how would you promote a nonprofit business with that hashtag? And I said, did you know Facebook has its own author site called iAuthor? So you see what I mean? And even the difference between an ordeal and an adventure is your mindset. So if anybody clicks through any post that has that, they'll see all of the things that have ever been there. Okay? So a lot of times people, I'm going to use a really generic one right now that I seem to see everywhere, and that's quotes, hashtag quotes. If someone puts a quote on to their Twitter feed and then they do hashtag quotes, it's going to show up there. They know that people who are looking for quotes will go there. So then the hope is, okay, we have the like mindset, so we're going to, you know, those people will want to follow me and I can follow them. So it's a way to find like-minded people using the hashtags.
What is the purpose of a hashtag? And what is a hashtag? Because we're on a radio show, let's give people a visual. What is a hashtag?
Okay, like visually, what is it? Like the hashtag, the pound sign?
Yeah,
on your
visually,
phone?
What is it?
Okay, pound sign on your phone or the sign over the number 3 when you hit shift and hit the 3 key, there's the hashtag, okay?
Okay.
So you type that in and then the words you want to use. I have, let's see. So when you do that, a lot of different people use the same hashtags. For example, home improvement. Hashtag home improvement, one word, squished together, okay? So a lot of times home improvement companies will use that because they know that when someone types in and searches home improvement, all of the hashtags for home improvement will come up. So a hashtag is really the way of, let's say you go into a party. Okay, you go to
let's
a party.
Let's say it's an emphasis. Hashtag is an emphasis on the word that you're trying to find, correct?
Exactly. Now,
all right,
listen,
so that's
to
an easy peasy way to describe it.
Okay. Yeah, because if you look at Twitter like it's a party, okay, and you go there and there's 12 rooms in the party, right, and you want to be with the people who are talking about what you want to talk about, okay? So above each room, there's, okay, here's a home improvement room. Here's a social media room. Here's a room for authors. Are you with me? So mm-hmm. then you go, I'm going to go into the author room. Well, on Twitter, there's probably a lot of what we would call rooms in my description here of authors, hashtag authors, hashtag authors and coaches. You see what I mean?
Ask Valerie about that. I would like Valerie's input on the statement that
okay.
you just said.
Okay. Is that?
Valerie?
Well, that's just my scrambled a bit.
Go ahead.
Is Valerie there?
Hello? Sorry.
The question, I mean, the input that I was like, she was just, no, she was describing the different rooms.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you, yes, absolutely. The different things she was describing.
But as far as, I think I'm here, still there.
See, technical difficulty day.
I know.
It's all good. Go back to me. Let's just go back to me because I can hear you, Deanna.
Okay.
And I understood. I love the analogy of the rooms. You're going through a house and you find different things. So let's just make it bigger because this is what my head is saying right now. So if you walked into a house as a business owner and you had nothing in your hands, except a bag to be filled, like, okay, let's say like a Trader Joe's bag. And you walk
okay.
in and you needed help with marketing. And you go through the door, and what you see in the living room, it might be a website. And then you go forward, and you're like, oh, wait, the kitchen. Oh, the kitchen's going to be my social media because I got to cook it. I got to make it marinate. I got to work for it. I have to do a little bit of effort. So that's your Facebook. That's your Twitter. That's your LinkedIn, which – and then meetup.com, let's not forget eevent.com. My friend Andy made the best website ever. So that's how you promote your events. And then all of a sudden you're in the dining room. Holy crap, now that's your lead generation, right? So
mm-hmm.
the people that you're trying to attract to your dining room table are the leads. And so you sit down and you have dinner and you find out, what do you want? And they're like, I want this. Okay, so that's email marketing. I want this. Oh, well, let me take you down this direction. Oh, you want a coupon? Okay, that's print. Oh, wait, you want this? Okay, that's video. And the whole hub of the dining room table is probably going to be some kind of sort of social media platform or database mm-hmm. management system to track everybody that's in that table, because somebody's a vegetarian, somebody's allergic to shellfish, somebody just likes steak, and somebody just want to sit there and be normal. So those are your different campaigns, those are your different people. That's email marketing. Then you walk forward and you're like, let's go to the bedroom. Well, that's closing the deal. And so that's where you find out. I can't believe I said that. That's where you find out. I'm sorry, I've had this house in my head. So that's where you find out what direction your population, your people, your leads, your generation are going to go forward with. Because they're going to decide what direction they want, how much they want to buy you for, and how much they decide to participate. I'm going to end of that, because if we go to the basement, I have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah. I agree.
Because that's the foundation of where you're trying to grow from, actually.
Oh,
back
my
to
gosh.
You. I don't know what I just... Yeah, awesome.
Meeting Deanna.
This is not going to air. Nobody's listening. It's technical difficulty day.
Okay. Is anybody listening?
No.
So I'm allowed to say you said you're going to close the deal in the bedroom and go hard?
I know. Well, I know.
I'm just
I had this
big
house in my head.
I didn't know how you should say it, but I was like, okay, let me go hard in there.
You want to go hard in the bedroom? Yes. If you don't close your social media in the bedroom, you're never going to know who's going to work for you. because you have to ask questions. Are you going to get me this direction? Are you going to do it that direction? Are you going to pump? You're going to go that direction.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
I'm done now. I can't do it. If I do any more, it's porn. I can't do any more.
Oh, but it's funny.
I'm a porn writer. She's not allowed to do that.
What?
I said, I'm the porn writer. You're not allowed to do that.
Erotica writer what? Oh,
she's
by the way, Valerie Douglas is one of the best erotic writers we have in this country, correct?
Well, I don't know about that. There's a lot of them. And I'm certainly never made the New York Times bestseller, but I've done some pretty good, I've gotten some pretty good ratings, yeah.
So why don't you tell us how we find your books?
Well, the good thing is I use my SEO very well, and I've been very lucky enough to have been involved with things like Yola and a few other places to help me actually, you know, build up my SEO. But basically, if you want to find my books, you can do one of two things. You can type in Valerie Douglas, and you'll probably get at least some extent a listing of my books. Or you can type Valerie Douglas books and probably have it come up. I'm checking right now. Yes, as a matter of fact, if you type Valerie Douglas books in Google, you will wind up with me. And then
what's
it will
your
produce a direct... My website, see, this is where we're talking about branding. My website is Valerie Douglas Books. My writer's
Yay,
blog
okay.
is Valerie Douglas Writer's Blog.
Okay.
My Facebook page is Valerie.Douglas.Books. So it's all tied together. And all of those are actually linked also to my erotic books under my pen name. So you can find those things just by following a different, you know, path through the through all of my other sites. And you could also go to just Amazon.com and type my name and it'll, you know, get a list of my books.
I'm Twittering you.
I'm Facebooking you.
I'm Twittering her, Valerie Douglas.
It's called tweet, isn't it? You know what's funny?
I,
it took forever.
Like to
I'm
going to
Twitter
okay.
you.
I'm going to
huh?
Twitter you. I like to
I thought
say I'm
tweeting. Tweet. Let's talk about jargon. Jargon is a term that people, well, I'm going to define jargon because I love saying that word, jargon. Jargon is the term that defines the crap that you don't know what people are saying unless you're in the loop, unless you're part of the party, unless you are part of the clique, the business, the industry, the thing. So jargon, what I learned as a really powerful salesperson is don't talk to your customer with jargon. They don't get jargon. Mm-hmm. But in websites
no.
and marketing and all this author stuff, we got jargon. Jargon is a word that needs to be defined. So when you say a jargon click term, you have to define it. Most people don't understand their jargon. I'm
right.
aware of my jargon. When I say a jargon term, I'm jargon. I just said it there. I'm jargon it out. So I need to understand that my population, my listener, my audience, who we're trying to talk to, we're probably reaching some people that are going, holy crap, what the frack's going on this show today. And they're saying, this is amazing. Like, really? You're talking to me. The jargon about this situation is we are talking about hashtags, jargon, social media, jargon, marketing, not jargon. Print, not jargon. Website, not jargon. These are terms that people understand and know. But when we start to talk about Twitter, maybe a teeny bit jargon. It's out there. It's mainstream. But what was really funny to me when I was back in the day, like 3 years ago, like, I'm going to Twitter. No, you're going to tweet. Like, they totally made a jargon term out of the action of Twittering, tweeting. How awesome is that to understand and know that there is a way to make a verb out of what your action is? So do it every day.
Right. Googling. I'm Googling you.
We have 6 minutes to go with your Googliness. 7.2 seconds, actually. So closing
yeah.
statements of my, I'm so sorry, my house analogy was offensive to people, but, I mean, I started walking through the house and got, you know, social media's on the table. If you go upstairs, there's a party going on. Because that's where everything matters. You have to plan upstairs. That's the think tank. Upstairs is where you define how you do the downstairs. That's where your designers are. Your interior designers are trying to create the vision for you. That's who the interior designers are. These are the people that are consultants. They do web design. They do author consulting like Valerie. They do social media like Deanna. They do video marketing like me. They want to be your hub person. They want to be your creative design consultant in the process of your thinking. Whatever your thinking is, whatever your passion is, whatever you're trying to co-create with somebody in your life, restaurant, construction, author. Can we turn on those people? Anything. It's where it's got to be. So if you're done trying to define who you are and how you are, then just be you. Because that's what is necessary to create, or co-create, I should say, the situation about all of us. So, Deanna, do you have a message? Valerie, do you have a message? I don't know. Okay, there you are.
I'm there?
Hi. You're there.
Okay. Do I have a message in what way? I'm not sure what you're saying.
Closing statement. We've got 4 minutes to go, closing statement. What would you like writers and authors to understand about the work that you do, the work that you can do, the getpublishtoday.info, the stuff that's going to be created for you?
Okay. Well, I have to say that right now, this is, and I say this a lot, that right now is probably the best time to be an author, because right now we have so many possibilities. Before, we were locked into a specific mode of traditional publishing where you had to go through a whole process to get there. Now you don't. What that means is that now most of it falls back on the writer, which is really actually very exciting, because it means that you can actually control your success by the amount of work that you're willing to put into it, by the understanding that you have of it, and being able to use all of these wonderful new technical tools that we have, like, you know, computers and Skype and Facebook and Twitter and all that. So you have the ability right now to be able to actually do something that has never been done before in history as far as writing goes, and that is make a living as what anyone would call a mid-list writer. Mid-list is one of those jargon terms, and it basically means the journeyman writer, the person who does the book that sits on the bookshelf in the grocery store. Those people up till now have never been able to make a living at their writing because of the agreements they had with the contracts. Now, the only person you're contracted to is yourself.
Right.
So you actually have the possibility now of being able to do a whole lot more and being able to see your dreams actually come true.
I love what you just said.
And I'm done.
Because there is an ability to co-create and be the empowerment of who you are. I wrote a book because I was in a contest. It's not out there the way it needs to be out there, but I wanted to inspire other people to get their story told. That's why we came together, Valerie. I met you because I made a meetup group, you know, Get Published Today. And I'm so grateful that you have the knowledge, the experience, the desire to share it with everybody else. So tell everybody else the last minute of your website. Go again, because we got 90 seconds. What is it?
My website is www.valeriedouglasbooks.com.
And then Deanna's website is www.netsocialmojo.com. Mine is www.abundancemarketingpro.com. Visit us again on Blog Talk Radio. We've had a really interesting show. We're going to have these gals back in a couple of weeks when all the tech difficulties are out of this, you know, situation. But you can follow us online. You can follow us on Facebook, EntrepreneurExcellenceRadioShow.com. Valerie Douglas has an amazing indie group for writers. And Deanna has a social media mojo site, so just Google her. Anna Martin, and we're all going to just make this happen for everybody else. So our goal is to help you define who you want to be, how you want to be, and help you get there. It's not hard. It feels hard, but we're all in the same boat. We're all helping each other. So our job is just to be here and help you. So you guys have a great day, and thanks for participating in the Entrepreneurial Excellent Radio Show with Heather El Tapia. Appreciate you. Prosperity Advisor, take care.
Take care.